5. Using the Web Browser, Series 60, 3rd Edition. 5.1. Introduction to Browsing. All handsets running Series 60, 3rd Edition provide the web browser to access the Internet. This browser is supported by Torx by implementing virtual browsing capabilities. Web pages can be read line by line or by using continuous readout, and quick keys can be used to find certain types of objects easily. Torx does not yet support local or saved web pages. To enable virtual browsing, you have to make sure that Java ECMA support is left on in the web browser settings. 5.2. Loading a web page. There are several ways to load a web page. Select a web page that has been saved to the list of bookmarks. If the list of bookmarks is not visible, you can display it by pressing Key 1 or Options and then selecting Bookmarks. When the list of bookmarks is visible, you can enter a web address. Please note that what you enter is prepended by http://www. So you have to delete part of this if it is not desirable. You can press Key 1, Options, and then select Go to Web Page or Navigate, Go to Web Page, and enter the address of a web page. After each letter, a list of matching visited web pages is displayed, and you can press Up to set the focus to this list and select a page. After a number of web pages have been displayed during the current session, you can press Key 2, Back, to go to previously visited pages. After pressing Back, you can use Left and Right to select one of these pages, and Select to reload it. Please note that the text corresponding to the last position read with Torx on each page is shown in the list, not the name of the page. While a web page is loaded, you can press Torx, long key 2, to read the amount of data that has already been loaded. After the load process has been completed, Torx announces the number of frames, headings, and links on that web page. Now you can use the reading commands and quick keys to access its content.